This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Without further ado, let me just quickly welcome Almiston Dover right here on MUT Radio. How's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, Mfethu. But it's nice having you here because I think during my first year, I didn't know about the first year experience and mentorship program. So this is, I think this is very important. And also I will learn a few things, even though Sengelona gi fresher. But I will take a few things now. I take it by myself. So I think we should start from the beginning and tell us, Uti, when we speak about the first year experience mentorship program, what are we talking about?
Okay. Before I speak about the mentorship, the FYE mentorship program, let me welcome the first year students that just registered at MUT. You finally did it. As soon as student card, the welcome. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy MUT. This is a place where you come and shape the future. Okay. So the FYE mentorship program offers holistic supports to first year students. We help them to transition into the university life, you know. So we know we have people from different backgrounds.
Yes.
Some are not familiar with how the systems work, how the university works. Some still wait for teachers to tell them, yeah, you need to come and get to class.
Hey.
So we try to make it easier for them to navigate through around campus. So we have the mentorship program with alphas, our mentors, to the mentees so that they can assist students when it comes to, since I said holistic supports, I covered almost everything. But I can break it down terms of academics, social things, and also we have system that we're using. There's a system called GPS. It's not necessarily a system, it's a web app, web application. So that application, it makes it easier for a student because when you sign up to that app, you get to see your lecturers, you get to see your HOD, you get to see your timetables. There's a lot of information that it's called GPS, like to navigate around
to navigate
campus.
Yes.
And also we have a WhatsApp line for the students that want to be assisted in anything that they want. If they will have inquiries, they can text that WhatsApp. I'm going to leave the number here. A mentorship program is not necessarily based on academics only. I need to say this. If someone says they are a mentor, it's someone that has walked through that journey. So it's someone that helps you take the right steps because they've been on that journey too.
Okay, so just to move on, because you did mention you don't deal with only academics, maybe if you can take us through some of the challenges that maybe you guys have seen students going through and you were like, okay, we are here to help them. Maybe what are some of those challenges and maybe how do you tackle those?
Okay, the challenges that we've seen, is when, like, the semester students.
Yes.
The semester students don't understand. They are still on that, university, they just want to have fun. But they don't pay attention at the time.
Yeah. February is right now, around the corner.
Exactly. You finish registration, you're writing your test one, your test two, your test three, then it's exams. So those are the issues that students, they end up not doing well because they are not paying attention to the time. So one of the solutions that TLDC came up with, we have the academic advisors. Academic advisors is when you get referred by a mentor. If a mentor is saying that, okay, these students, there's something
not going yet.
Exactly. And then they refer you to the academic advisor so that they can give you the right advices on how you can tackle your studies.
So it is nice. And also, you also go, I don't want to say above and beyond, but outside of academics, maybe how do you help those students maybe outside of academics?
There is a lot of issues. Also, it's not just for issues. Sometimes students want to unwind.
Oh,
exactly.
So they can come just to you and just unwind.
No, it's not that. But we have programs that we have in place for students to unwind and just take stress off school. Just like Expo, it's going to happen soon after registration. And then in terms of, let's say a student is not doing well, okay, let's say maybe mentally. maybe my mom passed away, I'm not doing well in my exams, and then they come to us and I'm thinking of deregistering. That's where we come in. We take you through the right channels, because we know at MUT that we have our student counseling.
Yes.
So that's where we can refer you to student counseling, to the people that can offer the right tools to help you with your studies so that you can be able to focus.
Mm. Yeah. So now maybe before we wrap it up, maybe if I can ask, maybe if who qualifies maybe to be part of this program? Is it only just first year students? What if I'm a second year student, but I didn't really know about this program, but now I'm a second year. Can I get assistant?
You're most likely to be a mentor if you're a second year student. Yeah, okay. And you can be the strongest mentor, because you navigated on your own. You did it on your own. So imagine now you're coming to help someone when you were able to figure things out yourself. So I'd say this program is only catered for the first year students. Mm. The people that can be mentors are the people that are registered at MUT. If you are a graduate at MUT, but you are not registered, you cannot be a mentor.
Okay.
It needs to be someone that is around campus, that's going to be visible on campus, be able to assist students. Second years, I'm sorry, you can't get a mentor.
You don't qualify.
You can't get a mentor. You can be a mentor yourself, actually.
Okay. Thank you very much. But also, before I let you go, I want to know how can people get a hold of you guys? And also, if they can come to you physically, where can they find you around campus?
Okay. Firstly, there is a web app that I just mentioned.
A GPS.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you access that app, what you're going to do is you're going to say www.mut-gps.com. That's going to take you straight to the web application itself. And then we have a chatbot. A chatbot you can easily talk to us. It has auto replies, but also it's gonna direct you to us. Then you're gonna respond to your sixes, utinga usizolan. And you also have an email. Just say fye@mut.ac.za. If you're a first year student, I know some of the people are going to ignore this information, but throughout the year they're gonna be asking. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe at the beginning of the classes they're gonna say, where can I get my timetable? What time? Mm. Exactly. So on the GPS app, you find everything.
Mm.
Exactly.
Oh, that is nice, man. You said you're going to drop a number or...
Yeah. Yes, I'm looking. I'm actually looking for the number right now.
But just to remind you, if you want to get a hold of the app, you can just type www.mut.gps.ac.za and then you will get a hold of that app. It will help you navigate around the campus. So don't pretend like you know it all. I know when we get into Indawenja, people will act like, no, I will try and do it myself. Because I remember, Mina, when I came to campus, first day of study, I was in the wrong class. But if I knew, would say, okay, there was this kind of assistant that I can get, maybe I would have been assisted, because now I spent like 15 minutes in the wrong class. So this is very helpful.
Exactly. Let me drop the WhatsApp number for the FYE. If you are a first year student, you get a pen and a paper, save this number, 060-737-6165. 060-737-6165.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hopefully you got the number, but if you got here a bit late, a little bit of a sneak peek, well, don't worry. This interview will be on our app. Just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.